Seattle's Morning News, Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien and Chris Sullivan. As we know, the president-elect is going to launch a mass deportation of people who are in this country illegally, starting with those who have criminal records. And Senator Phil Fortunato wants to support that in the state legislature. And so you have proposed a bill that would change the state's sanctuary status. So tell us more about that, Phil.
Well, I actually ran this bill like 4 years ago. And one of the things that occurred at that time was a undocumented person in my district actually had his son hacked to death by two gang members that were released from the King County Jail. I think his name was Guzman. They hacked his son together, dismembered him, and with machetes. We've had illegal criminal who raped a disabled woman in front of her child. And when he was brought in front of the judge, he said, "I just want to go back to Mexico." And the judge goes, "Okay, if I let you go, are you going to go back to Mexico?" He goes, "Yes." Well, he did go back to Mexico, but on his way back, he stopped and raped that same woman again. So these are this, and I want to make it very clear. We are not talking about immigration. We are not talking about undocumented people in general. We are singling out bad people. These are criminals. And who do they think they are protecting? They are not protecting the illegal community, because these criminals, their primary victims are other members of the illegal community, because they know they won't go to the cops.
Now, and, these people are being arrested. I mean, when they're caught, they're arrested. Are you saying that you can trust the presumably Mexican authorities to keep them under arrest once they're deported? Because they would be bad if they were deported and then went free and came back, right?
Well, some of the crimes and things like that, murder or whatever, we'd have to determine whether or not we were going to keep them incarcerated here. And then if they had a lesser sentence, 5 years or whatever, we may decide to keep them incarcerated and then deport them. I mean, that's up to others. That's not what the bill deals with. What the bill deals with is repealing the sanctuary state policy, repealing the ability, the prohibition against arresting undocumented people when they're in a courthouse, which, by the way, is a safe environment. So ICE, for example, if they were to go to the courthouse to arrest somebody that was brought in for a hearing in front of the judge, it's a safe environment. They know there's no guns. They know that they know there's no extraneous people around. It's actually safe for the ICE agent, but it's also safe for the criminal to be taken into custody. As opposed to what happens now when they can't do that, is they have to follow this criminal back to their community. And by law, ICE agents have to check the documentation of everybody that's in that whatever domicile they are. And it's an unknown situation. It's a threat to the ICE agents, way more dangerous because they don't know whether there's any guns or what the situation is. And so it's way more dangerous for them, and it's way more dangerous for the criminal and the undocumented community at large.
Okay, so your bill then would say that everybody who's arrested for whatever crime, there would be an investigation as to their citizenship status?
Well, what the bill does is repeal the sanctuary state thing and tells the state government that the state government has to cooperate with ICE.
Yeah.
ICE issues a detainer. They say, "We want you to hold this guy, and then we want to come and pick him up." And right now, you know, that doesn't happen. There's no cooperation. And the other thing that we're talking about here, I want to make it very clear that the Democrats have made it very difficult to actually get some actionable data that we can deal with. You can't even ask, a police officer can't even ask if they're undocumented. They can't check their immigration status. And so we can't get the data that we need to make a reasonable decision. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that I want to address in the future.
Well, I mean, they justify that by saying if you automatically check everybody's status, it creates an atmosphere of fear. Now, is that the point? That people should be worried getting in trouble if they're here illegally?
I can understand that. That is their single biggest argument about, But remember, the reason that they're being stopped or whatever, or in a commission of a crime, those are the people that we're focusing on. I want that data. I want to know whether this person is documented or undocumented. I want to know, for example, you know, I ran for insurance commissioner unsuccessfully, which was not very nice, uninsured motorists. How many uninsured motorists are actually undocumented? I don't know. Yeah. I mean, there's anecdotal evidence. There's an escalation in uninsured motorists, and there's an escalation in the number of illegal aliens in the state. Are they connected? I don't know. We don't have that data. We need to get this data to make reasonable decisions.
But it sounds like you're okay if a certain class of immigrant is worried about what might happen to them if they break the law.
Well, I want to go back. We're not talking about immigrants. Uh-huh. We're talking about undocumented people that jumped the fence. Yeah. My parents are immigrants. They came through Ellis Island. What makes this country great is immigration. People bring their traditions. They bring their holidays. Everybody's Mexican on Cinco de Mayo. Everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day. That's what makes this country great. We're not talking about immigration. We're talking about criminals that are in our jails. That's what the bill deals with. So on the other side wants to confuse the issue and kind of conflate it with this broader problem of immigration. That's a federal issue. We don't have anything to do with that. Let the feds figure out what in the heck they're going to do. All I want is I want these bad people that are threatening Washington citizens and, by the way, the other illegals in their illegal community, I want them out of here. I don't want citizens of the Washington state. You go to the hardware store, and now what do we have? We have those surveillance things in the parking lots. We have things locked up. Crime is going off the rails. All those things are because of Democrat policies. So add that to the fact that we have inflation and everything else, and the extra cost of that security and security guards. All those things are adding to costs of Washington families. Well, this is one small thing that we can do to try to increase the safety of Washington families and, again, the illegal community.
Senator Phil Fortunato, thank you, Phil.
Okay, thanks, and congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you.